Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip on her? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Game time. Hey, y'all. You know, I be going through so many changes, mental changes too, you understand? And I'm so fucking impatient. And it's because I think so fast. You know, when I'm talking to the bro, I already know, or at least I already didn't thought of what I think she should say. And when she ends up saying it, I be wanting her to hurry up. I didn't blew some. I'm telling you, man, things is crazy. But you know I'm gonna kick it with you live. This is me, Bud. I do not fuck with bras a long time. I'm talking about initially. When I meet them, I just don't. I don't fuck with them a long time. And you know, once I do fuck with them, you know, after I got that pussy and shit. Actually, before that, because I don't want to fuck the bitches, she don't know I'm Rosebud. Square bitches, when you tell them your name, they go look you up on the internet or however they do. And the last thing I want a bitch to do is read about all this pimp shit. So what I'm saying is, don't get me wrong, I ain't got no kind of problem with it. I ain't shame about it, none of that. I just know when I tell them my name, John Dixon, and them motherfuckers go look that shit up, I never hear from them because they be scared to death of a pimp nigga. So I tell them from Jump Street, my motherfucking ass, I'm about to, you know, life. You know, I ain't in it, but I'm about it. So if you're scared of it, leave me alone. I tell them. They get to laugh because they think I'm kidding because I'm so suave and educated, they think. Well, I am educated, but that's not where I'm coming from. My point, and what I'm trying to get you to understand, is that from the get-go, I have intentions. I don't talk to no woman without any intentions. I mean, that's silly to me. Why would you want to shoot the shit with a woman? I'm not saying that ain't worth shooting the shit with you. So don't get me wrong. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't want to shoot the shit with a woman. I'm after that motherfucker, period. So if I'm after her and I don't want to waste no goddamn time, then I better tell this broad about me before she find out. Because she's going to find out. See, this is where you make your mistake, bro. Because you scared to be real. I mean, you can't be straight up about you because whatever you're doing, obviously, ain't representing what you're talking about to this bro. See, because whatever the fuck I'm talking about to this bitch, she gonna see it in me. She gonna smell it in my car. And if she come to my house, she gonna see it all over the house. Every goddamn thing I'm saying, she gonna see it. Now, what I'm saying is, since I'm like this, and I, you know, bust on the bitch and tell her who I am, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking for not a commitment that I want to go to the altar with you and get married. But she got to make some kind of motherfucking commitment, you know, before I keep talking to her. But see, I'm not a silly motherfucker. I'm not going to say, hey, baby, if you want to keep talking to me, you got to make some kind of commitment. I ain't going to tell that bitch that shit. But I know. After I done told that bitch I'm Rosebud, motherfucking bitter dose with two D's for a double dose of this goddamn shit I spit. If the bitch stay and talk to me, she done already made her first commitment. She done showed me she ain't scared. So what I'm saying is, if you sharp enough to get a commitment out of Brawl, whether the broad knows she didn't made a commitment or not, she gonna be committed when you show her. Because once I get to kicking shit, and she started, well, I thought you said you ain't no bitch. Girl, I'm about this game. I ain't trying to send you out there, but I ain't no sucker. I ain't gonna talk no square shit, sit up here, listen to you talk about kind of whatever the fuck. I ain't doing that. You know, she gonna have to accept me. So, she didn't accepted me when I told her I was Rosebud. See, but I know commitments don't come easy. And you have to build to the big one. But there is damn sure going to be a big one. This is what you got to understand. You know, when you making moves, you know, you when playing ADPs, when you're making moves, see, you want something to result from it. You don't want to make no moves to be thinking about something all night and get up, make the move, don't none result. You just did it. No, something got a result. So, you know, when the broad accepted that my name is Rosebud and I'm out these damn streets, it ain't my fault that I'm so goddamn slick that I didn't have to ask her to do it. But like I'm saying, commitments don't come easy. That's why I have that woman go through several insignificant commitments. And she's already been made a couple of them when she realized that she's going somewhere with me. Because ain't no way she gonna just meet me here and we stay here. You're going to meet me here, and I'm going to kick it with you for a minute or two, blah, blah, blah. And then we got to go do something. I don't care, even if I got to take you to eat something, I don't care. But we finna go do something. I ain't come out no extravagant dinner. I don't give a goddamn if we go to motherfucking 31 Flavors. We got to go do something. Why? Because I want that bitch to do something with me. Because doing something with me would make her unconsciously start accepting what the fuck I say. You can't let no broad know exactly what you're doing because you think you sharp or whatever the fuck. This bitch could be led. And if she's led properly, she's going to be just like, I don't mean this in a bad way. So don't you motherfuckers interpret what I'm saying into some bullshit. But she's going to be like a puppy. The motherfucker don't want to follow you around. She don't want to be with you. Why? Because she ain't been around motherfuckers like you. She's been around motherfuckers like your friends that don't listen to me. There's a bunch of them motherfuckers out there. Now, I recently ran into this woman, and I told y'all about her. And, of course, that was maybe 10 or something days ago. And maybe 2 weeks. And you know, when I, the motherfucker, see, me, when the motherfuckers know I'm Rosebud, and then they see that I ain't trying to pimp on them, that bitch better not say nothing slick. she better not say nothing slick out of her motherfucking mouth. Because often the bitch said, I said something to the bitch, and the bitch said, well, I hope you ain't trying to compare me with a hoe. I don't know why that bitch said that. But you know what I said? I said, listen, baby, I wouldn't insult a hoe by trying to compare your motherfucking nothing ass to her. What the fuck is wrong with you? And of course, her feelings got hurt. She thought I was supposed to like, well, I didn't mean, bitch, I did mean that. Hoes is way better than you. You can trust a hoe way more than you can trust one of you skank ass bitches. So needless to say, within 3 or 4 days, we fell out. But now, hey, bitch, and then she called me 1 or 2 days after we fell out. You're going to be calling me before I call you because you know my pussy good and all those bitches. You know, I said, okay, your pussy is good, you know, but I hope you don't think I miss it. Because what I'm saying is this. You ain't going to believe this shit. 2 nights ago, I ran into the bitch again. Start talking to the bitch. You know, she told me what went wrong, her opinion. You know, you be trying to talk to women like they hoes. Hey, wait. No, I just tell you the truth. And I ain't pulling no punches. So if that's talking to you like a hoe, if you broke, stankin' and hungry, your motherfucking car no due, your goddamn tags ain't paid, and you're talking about your rent ain't, you're talking to me like you think you're going to get something from me. You know, and what I'm saying is, I don't know if that's what that bitch doing, but she's telling me all this shit. What the fuck you telling me all this shit for? So I had to let her know I ain't no motherfucking sucker. I'm an old motherfucker, yeah. But I'm not an old motherfucker sprung on pussy because he can't get none. And you think you're going to issue me out some so I can pay you, bitch, or pay for some bitch? I ain't trying to get paid. Yeah, I ain't even paying for your bill. So don't fuck with me. Now, the bitch came over yesterday morning. No, she came to the door yesterday morning. That woke me up. Talking about, can she get some coffee? Look, I don't even drink coffee. I ain't even got a motherfucking coffee pot. Don't be coming over here waking me up like this. And I closed the door. Bitch was in her robe. You know what that was all about? Come on, motherfucker. I see through muddy water and spot dry land. No one trying to play me. You going to get played. Ha! And I wanted to hit that pussy. But the bitch didn't know it. The bitch know what I told her. I ain't no sucker for pussy. So get your motherfucking naked ass out of my motherfucking doorway so I can close the door, bitch. I'm sleepy. You interrupted my motherfucking sleep. Yeah, that's how I do it. That's how you should do it. And you better understand, if you ain't got nothing for a bitch to do, she ain't gonna do shit. Now, the bitch is rolling with me because I got one. You know what I'm saying? I be having me some. I'm an old motherfucker. But I know how to catch a bitch. And I be having bitches. So I got another bitch that be rolling. Now, funny. This bitch know the other bitch. But who gives a fuck? I don't never mention the other one around the other one. And they know. I think they know. They might not know, but I think they know I'm fucking both of them. And, so what I'm saying is, when this is rolling, you know, the other one that rolls would be something. You know, I know to get her kind of comfortable. And I'll just suggest something to do, some popcorn, some pretzels, something. Because with that bitch, anything she got planned is to get a nigga in the bed. So I'm finna want to do something. Because if the bitch come over to my house to get in the bed, and I get in the bed with the bitch, what does the bitch do? Win. This is about me winning. I play little games, big games. I play all of them. What's up, 347?
First of all, I love when you talk about your escapades and shit, man. I love it. Now, being on topic, Yeah, I love it. A lot of game in there. What happened to that doctor bitch a few years ago? Remember her?
Yeah. Yes. T.
Yeah.
Listen. Well, you just know her name is T. Her birthday was July the 10th. And I hadn't fucked with her in a long time because the bitch said, what did she say? Oh, she said she was coming out here again. And I said, girl, you know, I'll pay for the ticket. And she said, okay, and I'm going to need $1,000, you know, for my little knickknacks. I said, who the fuck you think you're talking to? And we had a few words and I hung up. I ain't talked to her in a long time. Her birthday came up on July the 10th. And I text her on July the 9th because I wasn't really sure if it was the 10th or the 11th, but I knew it was one of those days. And you ain't gonna fucking believe that one of the bitches that I was just talking about birthday is the 11th. But anyway, I tell this bitch, you know, woo woo, they ain't talk to you, blah blah blah. You know, hope everything cool. So she hit me back. She's so glad to talk to me. Woo 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 woo. And somebody she was fucking lived and died, and you know she's so lonely, blah blah blah. So I told this, whenever you get ready to come out, you know, we can kick it. Because she already know I ain't flying nowhere to see your motherfucking ass. But anyway, this bro said, man, this dude, whoever it was that died, you know, that was my rock. She was talking like that, and I'm thinking, bitch gonna try to get at me. But the bitch said, you ain't gonna believe it. The bitch said,
let on.
He was my rock. And Rosebud, I need a man to charge now. I say, motherfucker, I hope you ain't trying to think about charging my black ass. And the bitch said, oh, no, you took it wrong. But I didn't take it wrong. The bitch was saying some shit. And when I checked her, she said that I took it wrong. But she was talking about, she glad I contacted her because she wanted to charge me.
Oh, hell no. She don't know who she's fucking with.
Hey, I just told you and your motherfucking womanly ass, no, you can't charge me. If you want to bring your motherfucking ass out here, I will show you the time of your motherfucking life as far as paying for shit. I don't mind being a nigga to pay for shit. You know, I'm a gentleman. But if I'm not going to be paying or sponsoring your business, you motherfucker, you know, I got bitches. She say, I know you do. The bitch wants to talk. But I hung up on her. I ain't heard from her sweet. But that was about maybe July, 2 weeks ago. You know. And I hadn't talked to her in almost a year. So, yeah, but man, it doesn't matter. Because when you catch broads, it's one thing you'll find out. When you actually catch a broad, it don't matter what level income, what level stature, none of it matters. They all the same bitch.
Right. I was just about to say that, but I remember her being older and into health and all that, right?
Yeah. But she was
just like any other bitch.
Yeah. Right, and the cool part about it, if she needed a motherfucking charge, long as she ain't being overt, maybe I would have been a nigga to take you here, take you there, sponsor this. But, bitch, you ain't been a playmate, man. So, what I'm saying is I ain't heard from the bitch. I doubt. Well, I might hear from her again, but I doubt if she called me. But I'm not saying she won't, because bras be creaming on that kind of shit. She been wanting to be checked for a long time. She just wasn't ready for a nigga to hang up on. Because that's what I do. You know, okay, woo woo, say whatever. I ain't got time to talk to you no more. Bye. And most of the time, they call you right back. But this bitch didn't. So I know she got her principles. But this other bra, the one that I told you, her car snowed and all this shit, bitch calling me, come on, I'm gonna want her pussy. Bitch, I hung up.
Yeah.
Bitch, call me right back. Look, talking to this goddamn, you know, my pussy, yeah, my, look, I hung up. Bitch, call right back. You know, so I'm talking to the bitch a minute or two. The bitch say something, you know, I hung up. Bitch, call me like 7-8 times. Why? Why the
damn
fuck would you keep calling a nigga to hang up? You know why? Because that's why I hung up. To make that bitch know, fuck you, and you still gonna call me. Because that's what I told her the last time. I said, she's come out, you so sick and shit. You be hanging up on a bitch and shit. This motherfucking right, I hang up on a bitch. But you see how a bitch keep calling the motherfucker back? that motherfucking bitch.
God,
yeah,
damn.
You want to talk to me. So talk right or get hung up on again. Because you can't talk to me any kind of way. Because I done got your goddamn pussy. Because that's all she was doing. That's all she was doing, man. Because I got the pussy. This bitch thinks she can come over here and ask me for this and that. You know, because I, you know, when I did take her out, I told that bitch, bring your daughter. She got a little 8-year-old daughter. I said, bring your daughter.
Oh, okay.
You know, so when I took her out, I guess they ain't been out in a while. So, you know, they thought it was the greatest thing. It was cool.
Yeah.
Where we went, Red Lock or some shit. But what I'm saying
well,
is, yeah, but none of that is what it's about with me. You know, that's the kind of shit I'll go eat. I just want a hamburger, I might go to Red Lobster. I don't be fucking going to McDonald's. I mean, I might go there too. But I'm saying sometimes, shit, if I want a hamburger and I want to be somewhere cool, you know, I'm an old motherfucker, man. You know, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? We don't do the fast food shit. But,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll go eat a hamburger, fast food at Red Lobster, but it's putting me, as far as doing it, in a certain frame of mind, which is a frame of mind that I didn't work and earn and deserve this level of comfort. You know, I ain't really going to be around no damn, you know, people standing in line at McDonald's. You know, but don't get me wrong, I do that. I love that quarter pound. don't get me to, you know, telling you about it. Hey, let's just 702. What's up, 702?
I'm just listening to you, bud. Shit, and some women do be mistaken like chivalry and like you just doing you for being a sucker. And it's like I see it, but it's bitches who just, you know, like will do some weird shit after you done did something that you was gonna do anyway.
Yeah.
Hold
hey,
on.
Bud, hold on.
Yo.
Before you say anything, I want to slide this in. You was talking about the whole Red Lobster thing, man. See, to you, it might just be just a burger, but because the bitch ain't been out, man, Red Lobster was some big shit to that bitch, man.
Yeah, it is. But that's on her. If it's big shit to her, she should appreciate it. And she shouldn't rank herself about it. Now, bruh, as far as what you was going to do, you just doing shit. You never do shit and you know that the bitch is underestimating what you doing. So what I'm saying is if you do something for a bruh and the bruh say something that lets you know she ain't really appreciating what you doing, you ain't supposed to tell her fuck her or nothing like that, but you're supposed to let her know where you coming from. Because, you know, my thing is this. Let's say I was being chivalrous and the bitch act really hood about it. I was saying, damn, you know, good hair don't always mean that good. You know, I the motherfucker act like you just did be having on weaves and blue hair and red and green hair and shit. You know, yeah, the
right.
People know what I'm talking about because being chivalrous, the only reason it's not appreciated anymore is because it ain't no real men. Real men used to do chivalrous things all the time. But in the last 40 years, the men have stopped being chivalrous because the women have been so appreciative. So now when dudes go out, you know, the girl's got to, she ain't got to, and most of them let them do it. But when you're chivalrous, you're showing that you're a man regardless. And in the end, after you live some years. And you'll see that's what you should have did. It might take a year afterwards, not that big, just to realize that that's the way you're supposed to be.
No, I got
that no one takes credit. Go ahead.
No, me and my cousin was at the club and she bumped into a girl and knocked her drink out her hand. And I told the girl, let me buy you a drink. That's my little cousin that just did that. Woo, woo, woo. And when we got in the line, she got to acting like I was a sucker or something for buying her a drink. Then she started telling me she flashed a bartender and she a webcam girl and all this shit. And I'm like,
Wait. You're going to always get a bitch like, not always, but you're going to run into bitches like that. You got to have a cap for that. You a gentleman, so you don't know your cousin going to run into some bitch and knock the glass out of her motherfucking hand. But you got to have a cap for bitches that do shit like that. And all you got to let the bitch know when she started talking some shit, hold up, baby, you know what I'm doing? I'm trying to be cool because I know good will you want to fight my mother. Cousin probably beat your motherfucking ass. Now, she gonna say something real slick about that. Or she not.
Right.
But when she say something real slick, all you got to do is tell her, that's what I'm doing this for. You might kick her ass. Who gives a fuck? I don't want no problems, baby. And she gonna shut up. You gotta be sharp. Always.
There you go.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Hey, 254, what's that?
What's happening, Rosebud? This is Big Steve.
Big Steve, thanks for that, man. I got you. You know, Big Steve, me on the appreciation tip. What's up, Steve?
Hey, much love. I'll be back at you later on about that again. But here's what I want to say, man. When we're talking about chivalry, you guys want to always take that chivalry as an opportunity to teach a woman something when she's in your presence so that she understands, no, this dude ain't no punk because he teaching me what it's about to be nice. Now.
Well, wait.
Come on.
No, he's not teaching her about being nice. He's teaching her to appreciate a man. The security in being a man.
Right. That's what I was saying. Maybe in a different way.
I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But at the same time, when he was a gentleman to buy that drink, see, that's what I call action at a bitch. I tell that female, hey, this drink right here is from me to you so we can excuse everything that just happened beforehand. As soon as that drink hit her hand, you tell her name and you pull that bitch on in, bro. That's what I would do.
Hey, check this out, though. Listen. That's a mistake. You got to leave the bitch alone when you give her the drink. You got to give her the drink,
okay.
And you got to say, baby, you know, I know you ain't used to meeting gentlemen, but I am a gentleman, and I did not want you to feel offended because my niece or cousin for this, she shouldn't have bumped into you like that. You have a good day, young lady. And you be gone. That bitch going to want to find you. She going to come around you. And that's when you get your action, because once you got the bitch and you buy the bitch a drink, she expects you to follow your action. That's why when you give her the drink, she sips it and just sits there and waits for you to get at her. So she can say, nah, I ain't like, so you can buy her another drink. You get that bitch that drink and leave her to herself. And see what that just
okay.
That's real
game. Okay, that's what it is. I peep game.
ain't no thing. Oh, anyone of you guys got anything else? Because I can keep rolling.
No, right, but other than that, am I still on?
Yeah.
No, other than that, I got the Hollywood's Finest, and that y'all talking about that 1,000 miles per hour, that shit is dope, man.
Hey, man, all you guys, he mentioned Hollywood's Finest. Give me some support, $5. Hit my PayPal, $5. You get Hollywood's Finest. Now, of course, you might not want to pay for it because I've been giving it for free. But hell, that shit costs money. And you see, it ain't like my YouTube video. You know, I don't spend no money on my YouTube video, so I don't give a fuck. The audio is all I care about. But this shit, I care about the quality. Everything about it, I care. And I try to represent it. So, you know, I hire a crew, everybody. But all y'all that's listening and all y'all that have got it, thanks, and those that's listening, just, you know, get in and tell people about it. 347, you back on. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is there episode 4?
Yeah, there's an episode 4, but I'm not getting it done. I want to get some money on 3 to go toward getting 4 done. I want the shit to pay for
okay.
it. So, hey, I got 9 episodes.
I really want to send...
Go ahead.
Now I was going to say, I didn't really want to send this, but I don't see if I could... send maybe 10 and get 2 episodes, maybe a 3rd and 4th one, you know. But.
Hey, man, I got all kind of shit on the site you don't have. So if you put another 5 in, you might want to see some of that other YouTube shit that ain't up there for people to see. I got on my site, I got a lot of shit. How to make your conversation work immediately. I think that's the name. Wait a minute. Let me go to it right quick. I got history of the game. I got, and that's like 3 things from where it came from after slavery, how it grew in like the 30s and 40s up to the 80s. That's what 3 is about. Then I got, okay. Do you want to be a player? And this is how you learn how to play. You know, what play do I make when I want to catch? You know, these are all videos. How do I get the skills of what's the best way to show your man? How much game do you have to have? How to develop a dope conversation? You must be fully committed to this shit. Being real about the history of the game, the beginning. The game after slavery. Wait a minute, is that the same shit? I gotta make sure of that because I'm thinking of it. That might be the same shit. But anyway, I already told you about the history of the game. But I got all that shit. I got history of America.
Yeah, I get your point, yeah.
So what I'm saying is that whatever you're saying, man, is a real donation. You know, $5 is not shit as far as what we do. But it, if I get a whole bunch of y'all to send $5, whatever that add up to, I can put it towards what I'm doing. And I can bring that shit out, you know, quicker. And plus, another thing you guys got to understand, I'm fucking with these people that's looking at my views. And I don't want to put a drop of a dime part 3 out until I get people that's really looking to spend $5 for part 3 and 4 or whatever of Hollywood Highness. Because after I get people to understand and that's what I'm doing, then I can put a drop of a dime out, because these people are fucking, they look at views. And if you don't have no bunch of views in a little space of time, they not fucking with you. So I'm not going to risk it. I'm really doing all this so you guys can understand that I'm trying to make a move with drop of a dime. Hollywood Finance and all that shit, I'm going to be doing that shit regardless. You know, that drop of a dime shit is, you know, taking me somewhere else. So I'm just trying to do that. Hope you understand and help. So let me, you know, is anything else? Cause I'm telling you, I got so much shit I want to talk about. Yeah.
No, I'm just.
Oh wait a minute, man! I didn't cut you out, man. I'm sorry. Hold on. Go ahead. What was you saying? You just saying what?
Yeah, Rook. I was just saying, man. That's what I called in for, to see how I can support a little more. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hey, 863. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, I was just calling to say, you know, with what you just said, you know, you can't stop no stepper, so I know you're going to make that happen. And I got a question for you. Like, when you say being sharp, is that just having a response to a situation or whatever you come across type? Is that what you saying? Is that what you mean when you say, you gotta
check it
sharp.
Out, bro. Stop. Listen. Now, don't take this personal. But listen. You asked about being sharp. A sharp motherfucker care how he sounds, care about what he say. A sharp motherfucker don't want to say a sharp motherfucker already expects what the answer to the question he asked. If I ask you blah, 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 you notice that lawyers, good lawyers, don't ask questions that they don't know the answer to. What I'm saying, bro, you got to check how you sound. You got to check how you're presenting yourself. And you got to check all that because you did. To me, I grade you negative on presentation. But that don't mean you're a negative brother. I mean, he might not have been paying attention to what I'm telling you to pay attention to. Were you?
In a sense, I just didn't want to assume.
In a sense, you was paying attention to you don't need to sound like you sound?
I know
because, wait, bro.
Crazy.
No, you don't sound crazy. When we judge you, you sound slow. Not retarded slow, but as a man, you sound like a bitch can play you. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you sound retarded. I'm saying the way you talking, a bitch is, she's calculating with every word you say. And as you say, sound like that, you ain't got no excitement in your life. So all she got to do is say something exciting, and you going to get excited, and something in your voice is going to change, and ain't going to be real something to really be excited about. It's just going to be your sound. Because what I'm saying is when you sound like me, a motherfucking bitch ain't trying to excite you. She either want to fuck with you or not. And if she keep fucking with you or talking to you, she wants to fuck with you. And the reason you know that, bro, and when let me ask you this before I say it. When you talk to bro, are you confident when you leave that you put a good impression on them?
Yeah, I'm just not a highly emotional person. That's all that is.
Okay, bro, I'll go for that. Then you know why I'll go for it? Not because of what you said, because you didn't run from that question. So you got to understand, when people talk to you, they're looking for different things. You did respond quickly, which means that you're not necessarily insecure about what I said, which is a good sign for you, bro. Let me get this other call. You stay on. 916, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, what's up, man? I got a question. I know this ain't down and dirty, but I got a down and dirty question for you, man. So, I got this bra, right? She hit me the other day talking about she ready to choose, blah, blah, blah. So the nigga that she was fucking with ran off with her money. So she coming to me, bro. She like, he ran off.
Stop,
woo, woo.
Stop. Listen to yourself, man. You already didn't answer your question. Listen to me, man.
Yeah.
The nigga she with didn't steal shit. The bitch was reckless and he got his money. But what I'm saying, if that was yesterday, today that bitch should have some money.
Right.
And
right.
If
what
it was
hitting,
2 days ago,
about,
whatever she
talking
about, nigga, were you listening? I don't give a fuck what a bitch talking about. I don't care what damn bitch talking about.
Yeah.
If you do, then go into that bitch tell you some shit. Now, if you ain't getting
no
money, what?
I know she got to come with some motherfucking money. She ain't going to talk about you going to choose me. You ain't got no goddamn money. But then she's
so
like,
what's
okay,
your point?
Can you take me out to your stupid city? I'm trying to say, what could I invest in a bitch? If she ain't got no money, that's like wasting my time. Like, how you going to choose on a nigga and you ain't got no money? But she like, I'm ready to go to Yuba City, woo-dee-woo-woo. But that mean I'm going to be putting the bill for shit, and I want the bitch to come with some money.
No, it don't mean that, nigga. It mean you should have said, call me when you get a trap, bitch.
Yeah.
You wasn't supposed to tell that bitch, oh, that mean I'm this, I'm that. What you supposed to tell that bitch, I don't give a fuck if you go to Timbuktu, bitch. Get there, get my money, and get at me.
Let me tell you,
I had a bra that I knocked this nigga for, and she was, pretty badass. And this nigga, you know, was in Oakland. The nigga come up to L.A., and next thing I know, the bitch calling me, talking about the nigga that kidnapped. I said, where you at, bitch? Then the fucking bitch say, she was in Phoenix. And all you got to do is say, nah, I ain't saying you, motherfucker, man. Get back to me, bitch, hold up. And I hung up. Now the nigga called me. He said, nigga, I just brought this bitch up here. You know, I don't know what you told this bitch, but this bitch wanna fuck with you. So I'm gonna bring her back to LA. I said, you crazy motherfucker. You better let that bitch hold up. Let that bitch go back to me, nigga. Do you know that nigga brought that bitch back to me?
Yeah.
Nigga, what I'm saying, you that nigga.
Right,
because
right.
You sitting up here talking about what that goddamn bitch talking about.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, I ain't that nigga. That's out. No, I'm just saying, I don't know, like, that's what I'm saying. I figured I ain't gonna fuck with bitches if she ain't got no money, so I ain't been fucking with her. Like, I ain't hit her back or nothing, because if she ain't
check
got no money, then how
when
you gonna
trust me? Let me show you how you full of shit, bro. If you thought that, listen, if you thought that, ain't no way in the fuck you would have had that question. Period. Two and two is four, man.
Yeah, but
you
I know motherfuckers willing
to
mess with a bitch,
Let me tell you what I know about you from talking to you. You ain't no pimp. I doubt if you have ever. I'm saying you talking that goddamn shit about a bitch, too. That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers, man. When a bitch chooses, that means she bring you some money and fuck with you
because
you a pimp.
Right.
Just because you a big old sport and a bitch like you. She ain't choosing you. She fucking with you. Because you ain't got nothing for the bitch to do. Choosing means she wants to follow your instructions to get money.
Okay. Right.
You ain't got no instructions for her to get no money. So quit using that fucked up language. That's what
I'm talking
about.
Shit.
Do what?
I got something to tell her, shit. Yeah, I do. Go out there and get my motherfucking money. Shit. That's all I really got to tell her.
Hey, wait. Check it out. I don't know what you guys be hearing. I don't know what y'all think the game is about. But you just can't tell a bitch to go out and get your motherfucking money. If you think you can do it, and you go on about it, you got to tell a bitch how to go get your money. What she can do to get your money. How she can go to jail and you gonna fucking be there for her motherfucking ass. And as long
I told
as
her that
do, as long as that bitch do everything you just said, you down for her. Then I'm sure you gonna say,
Okay, go ahead,
Robo. I'm sure you gonna say, even though I didn't bust you out as being a sucker, you gonna say
I ain't no sucker, fuck that. I did support that bitch. The bitch took me to Las Vegas, gave me a whole check. I did support the bitch.
Why are you asking
for because I don't know everything about the motherfucking game. I know enough that bitch be liking me if you want to fuck me.
Wait, bro. Don't get mad at me because I didn't bust you out.
No,
what I'm saying,
you ain't bust me out.
If you know how to start a bitch, then you going to learn everything you need to learn. You ain't going to be on this goddamn show asking me shit. You going to come on this show sharing successes with me.
Okay.
That's what you're
going to
do.
I respect
you
that.
Respect me. You respect me in the game, so you're going to say, nigga, I'll be listening to you, blah, blah, blah. You should be, you know, sometimes right, sometimes wrong, because I've been pimping, blah, blah, blah. And you're going to share shit. You ain't going to ask a motherfucking thing. So now, hold on. I'll ask you this. If you sitting there saying I'm right, and everything that I'm saying to show you how you a fucker, what are you saying?
I ain't no motherfucking trucker. That's out. So,
what are you saying?
You lost me after you. You lost me.
I didn't lose you. Hey, pimpin' motherfucker. I didn't lose you. You heard everything I said. You know everything I just said. You just showing me how much fucking you.
Nah, I didn't. After you said sucker, I lost what you said. I own everything.
Well, let me tell you right, motherfucking now again, short version. Why the fuck ain't you bringing some real shit to me about your pimping? Man, I call this woo-woo-woo. You know, it was like this woo-woo-woo. You know, the shit you be talking about is, you know, sometimes it's helpful, brother. And I'm looking, why didn't you come pimping?
Why didn't I come pimping? Because I ain't pimping right now. I ain't got no hope.
Hold up, bro. Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Okay.
We was just talking about a particular bitch that you said you charged. Now you said you ain't got no hope.
Hold on, Rose. But when I was charging the bitch, she was working a square job, and I was just getting her money from her job.
Hold up. I didn't block you out for a second. 347 and 267. 267, you wait. 347, go ahead.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, bitches be paying anybody, huh? You sat up there, you try, hey, where that bitch at, Pete? You over there bullshitting and playing, man. Bitches just paying anybody.
Hey, listen to this, bro. 347. I don't know if you know this, but you was 100% right when you said, excuse me, bitches will pay anybody. Did you know that a bitch will pay a lamppost if that motherfucker had arm and a hand reach out for the money?
You know?
That's what I'm saying. So, let me get that brother back on. 916 with your shit talking ass. What's up?
Yeah, man. Hold on, man. Yeah. The bitch was tearing me off when she was working her job, right? The bitch left the city, went back to motherfucking Vegas, been hoeing. That's when the bitch come back broke to me talking about what's up.
Nigga, I don't
want to
hear this whole goddamn fair.
Hey, who was that? 347? Thank you. I don't want to hear that shit either, man. This motherfucker talking about the bitch. Who are you going to be talking about, you, nigga?
Damn.
What about me? Shit.
Come on,
Pete.
I was
charging the bitch, man. The bitch that took me on trip. The bitch that cashed me. Gave me the whole check, nigga. She been tearing me off. I met her.
Bro, you was working. When you charged the bitch, you didn't do what you do. You was working. You was waiting just like that. You was waiting for her check. Now, check the fuck up. Lying. Hey, 347, that was dope, you bro. Hey, 267, go ahead.
But man, what's up, O-Head? Man, I just wanted to say one thing. Well, two things, man. I surely appreciate it, man. Hey, all the shit that you're doing, man. I'm a supporter, man. And damn it, man. I know it's a lot of pimp talk that go on. But man, I really like the shit that you doing with the courses and all that shit. I'm a supporter of that shit because that shit is real, and I just want to call in. I'm sure you get it all the time, but I want to call in and just say, man, I appreciate that shit because coming from somebody like yourself with the angle that you got, that the view that you got, man, I mean, is valuable, man. I just want to call in and say that, you know, you got somebody out here, another supporter out here that recognize, and I want to say, you know, just big up, man. That's it.
I appreciate it, bro, man. You got anything else?
Bro, that was it. No question. I just wanted to let you know I'm listening.
Cool, man. All right, you guys, go a little further with what I'm talking about, because I'm talking about bitches. I'm talking about how you catch bitches. Something else you motherfuckers should know about me. I ain't spending no goddamn money on a motherfucking woman until I see she's worth me doing it. I'm not the kind of motherfucker to tell you bitches ain't worth spending money on. I'm going to tell your motherfucking ass to not spend no money. Oh, bitch. But the bitch to say, well, you say, hey, can I take you out? And she said, I want to go to here and I want Gloucester. And that bitch, you don't need to spend no money on that bitch. Tell that bitch, okay, when you're ready to do that, go ahead on and do it. Because I was thinking about taking you to get a couple of strips of bacon. Let her know what she worth. That's what you worth to me. You ain't worth no lobster and steak to me. But since, it's kind of chicken shit to say that, you just go get a couple of strips of bacon and some wheat toast. Is that cool? Let her know you ain't worth all that. Now, why do you do that? Well, I'm, cool with ice cream or even Mickey D's. I just want that bitch saying yes to something that I know she don't normally say yes to. Now, I might say something, since I'm a pool freak, I might say something to, let's go play some pool. Now, what I'm saying is, what you say is completely on you. You can say, let's go play badminton. Let's go play some tennis. You can say, let's go look at the museum. You just want to say something, get her to say yes to it, that you don't normally do. Because what you say in this situation is completely derived from what the woman says to you. But what you say has to have directions towards your end goal. So, let's say I'm a pool, I'm fucking with this bitch. And I've been told her, let's go play some pool. She said, yeah, let's go. That's not the yes I want. I'm going to say something like, I'm going to whoop your goddamn butt a couple of times on this table. And then we're going to go to the planetarium and look at a planet I bought. Well, I didn't buy it. I just put a down payment on it yesterday. And I named it Rose Buttis. You like that name? Now, what am I doing? Taking this bitch mind totally off coming to play pool with me. But what I'm doing is opening her up to what else I have to say. Because what can that bitch say to me talking about a planet that I bought? I mean, think about it. For one thing, she know I didn't buy one. Another thing, when I said it was Rose Buds, she knew I was being some kind of conceited motherfucker, which is making her pussy wet. So right here, I'm sure you don't see how I told her where we was going. Before she could really digest it, I took her mind off it with that shit about the planet. See, and that's kind of humorous. Humor will work wonders. If you play your hand right, and you know how to mix it with serious conversation, making a bitch laugh is your best ally. But in reality, I'm building expectations of doing something with me. So I'm telling her about a planet. I've already told her I'm going to beat her ass in pool. But her ass is not going to waste my time, even though we went this far. Even if she might call later when I tell her to, she got to go when we done with pool. So my point is this. I'm going to beat her ass a couple of games. Then I'm going to tell her I got something to do. Oh, God damn, I forgot time, blah, blah, blah. Because I got to disappoint her now. I got to do that so she can ask about later. And if she do, on the way to drop off, I'm gonna get real serious with her. If you follow this little scenario, but of course use your own lights for what you suggest to do. But if you follow this scenario, you're gonna get her to do some of the things you suggest. As long as you pay attention to her, you're going to damn near know what she likes before you can actually go to wherever you said. Make sure you get a commitment, a firm commitment for what you want. Now, you didn't have to go to the pool hall. Like I said, you could have went to the planetarium first and used the pool hall later when you got to. It doesn't matter how you do. It's just that you have something to do. If you simply want some pussy, let her know while you're watching the stars and planets that they make you a little touchy-feely and you hope she don't mind. Know why you're doing that? Because you want to touch on that bitch. And if you do it without saying that, she gonna tense up. But if you do it after saying that, she gonna think to herself, oh, he was being him. But if you know how to touch a bitch, not feel her, if you know how to touch her, you got big action. If you, like I said, you want some pussy, just let her know about how it makes you feel being in the planetarium. If you're a pimp motherfucker, you're in the pimp mode, let her know that you started thinking about what you want to do with her. When she asks what, tell her. Turn you into a money getting motherfucker so you can buy yourself a planet one day soon, like me. Tell her that shit. This is one way I use to get the nuts and bolts of my desires. I don't need to use the same one, but I will. It don't matter how many times I use it, it's just that I know how to use it. And once you didn't use the same scenario 6-7 times, you're going to basically remember it. Excuse me. And it's going to serve you in your future conversations, but you will outlive each time. Because you're learning to accept what you think. And you're learning to do what you think. Think it, do it. And as long as you do that shit, as long as you know you ain't going to go rob a bank, as long as you know you ain't going to go try to kill the police, as long as you ain't going to go to Walmart and shoot up a bunch of customers, as long as you know you ain't going to do no goddamn crazy shit like that, you can do what the first thing you think is. So, just learning that I don't bullshit should have already taken place with all of y'all. But what you need to learn is that things change. Situations that are alike sometimes need to be handled differently. But you'll never be able to do that unless you get out there and try shit. Because you never know what the fuck you're going to run into. You never know how many times you can be like this without it, whatever, breaking. Why you don't know? Because you didn't try shit. My thing, my big thing that I care the most about is knowing what you mean. Well, not what you mean, but knowing what you want, knowing what your life means to you. And if you motherfucking know what your life means to you, then maybe you can get what you want out of your life through dealing with people. And you guys wonder how I got all this goddamn shit to talk all the time. It's because I don't be just putting fluff in here. I be trying to cover situations and instances and scenarios that are true. Not true, the truth. True, because happens in life with all of us. I got all this shit to talk about in life. I got unlimited shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk about different shit on each broadcast, even though it might be the same topic. It's really because I got an enormous amount of integrity, and I'm not going to fucking settle for nothing less. I'm real about what I do. That's why I want you guys to understand. Yes, I want you to buy my course. Yes, I want you to come to SWU to learn it. Because if you deal with anybody that learned it on their own, that came to SWU, they learned 14 times more than what they learned from the same material. SWU is thorough. You guys are just whatever. So you're going to do what you do. You got to see and accept this shit I'm going to say. Whether you do or not, it's not going to affect me. But I got a goddamn obligation to be real with you motherfuckers. And your emotions don't register to me. If I hurt your feelings, good. I'm glad I did because you ain't got no business fucking with me. Excuse me, man, I had to belch. You ain't got no motherfucking business fucking with me or trying to be alpha if your feelings can get hurt. If you can't control your feelings and what you said next to them, you ain't got no business trying to listen to what I'm saying. You can't wear your goddamn feelings on the tip of your shoes. We in a crowded world. Every time your fucking toes get stepped on, your feelings gonna get hurt. You gotta understand, it's not that you cold, heartless. But once you allow your feelings to get involved, your emotions enter the picture. And all of the things you profess to be you becomes irrelevant. And you're going to lose what little integrity you have. That's because you allow yourself to be emotional. Integrity to a motherfucker like me is like gasoline to a car. Without gas in it, the car ain't going to run. It's like that with a man like me. Without integrity, he can't be me. If you ain't got any, you ain't gonna never be a real man because you lack the fuel to get you to the finish line. And it's just like this if you're willing to accept what integrity means. I don't know what it means to you. And if you do have another definition, I'm not gonna try to tell you wrong. I'm just going to tell you, as I speak, I'm talking about the definition of integrity that I have. There's not many dudes who have any real integrity about themselves, and most of that is because, you know, they don't know how to say no. See, right here is where you begin faking, because none of you motherfuckers know what quality or integrity really means. You just think you do. Qualities is about the standard or the grade of something. Integrity is about how far you'll go to do whatever it takes to have that quality. Now, immediately you should notice that if it's about quality, you have to be above the rest if you want to be the top quality. If it's about integrity, you have to be above the rest if you want to be judged as having integrity. In order for your integrity to shine, the no's that you accept from women will help you. I mean, in your motherfucking conversations. Last week, excuse me, you could hear how you really felt about these notes. I'm sorry, excuse me. This week, now you know how to look at them, see if it's not different. You can't have principles if you're not aware of who you are and have the confidence to show that you know you. You have to be confident to show that you were disappointed, happy. I mean, the integrity that you have when you speak is one of the main reasons your conversation don't go anywhere when you out. Women can feel it. It's a such thing. Your aura, the vibrations you're putting out, let them see that you don't have a backbone. You might think I'm just talking shit, but I'm not. It's a sex thing. You won't believe how quickly you're judged when you speak to a woman. And your voice. And your voice gives away where you stand in the morals. I mean, they can tell you're going to go with anything, and all they do is go along, listening to your conversation. And as you keep speaking, and don't let them smile, play that eye shit. In these days and times, women judge whether or not you got a gold card, whether you be good for some dinner, or whether you be good for some shopping, or whether you be just good for getting cash from. So, I mean, we gonna talk a little deeper about how to represent your integrity. And I got five no's, and you should check those five no's. And for those of you who have not checked it, I'm going to tell you, no apologies. You ain't apologizing for being you. No fear. You ain't going to have no fear of what people think about you being you. You ain't going to have no shame. You ain't going to no longer feel shame of what you're doing. No disrespect. You don't mean any person disrespect by being yourself. And definitely, you ain't got no regrets. You will no longer regret the choices that you've made to be who you are, like a lot of you do. My point is, in any profession, the rules that profession has, the rules that it applies, although I know they'll alter slightly with the times, should be the same rules you apply. Fellas, did you wake up this morning and claim today, man, this is my day, man. I'm going to make a buzz. Did you say to yourself, today is my day? And if it ain't, I'm going to make it my day. I'm going to turn it into my day. And if you guys got some questions, of course, I'll take them, but you motherfuckers don't have shit to ask me. But you did ask wait, 843 say, nigga, fuck you. I'm going to ask the question now. 843, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's that?
All right. Hey, two things, man. I called in a few weeks ago, and you smashed the fuck out of me, man. And I just want to let you know, man, appreciate that shit. I was able to go back and listen to what we talked about. And seeing some of the flaws in the shit I was saying. And like I said, man, I just want to say I appreciate that shit.
I was in that joint.
What's up?
Hold up. And I was in that seat, man. It didn't choke me while you were talking. Anyway, that's what I'm here for, man. I'm your big brother. Nigga, you know I ain't letting you do nothing, punk. And if you say it to me, that's what is good. That's, bro, see, I don't know how long it took you to bring whatever it was. But I'm saying, this is an example of why motherfuckers need to bring your shit to me and with questions. Because like bro say, I punched him in the chest. But he wasn't no punk. He wouldn't have checked out what I was saying he should check out. And what that motherfucker did see that this shit is real. Hey, I love it, man. You got anything else?
Hey, that shit real. Yeah, hey, the second piece is, too, so I was talking to this little bitch yesterday. Long story short, this bitch was like, yeah, your standards are too high. I'm used to fucking with dudes. Pretty much what she was saying, she used to fucking with dudes with no confidence, and she used to being the person, you know, in that relationship or just talking.
Hey,
all the confidence.
Hey,
and this bitch was like, man,
you
like
supermodel. Stop. Did she say that to excuse herself, or did she say that to fuck with you?
She didn't excuse herself, so I guess she said that to shit to fuck with me.
Wait. She said, you're different. You got a lot of whatever, you know, whatever you said, she said. And then she stayed there and talked to you?
She did, yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, what did you say to her when she said she's not used to that? What did you say?
I told her, I was like, yo, this is who I am. This is the confidence that I have. And if that's not what you're about, then I'm, that's it. And I ended the con- I was the one that stepped away from the conversation.
All you guys got to remember, when a woman says something to you, she's telling you what to say to her. So I forget what you said. She said, what did she say, man, exactly again? She's not used to what?
It was like more than lunch. She's not used to fucking with dudes with confidence.
Okay, hold on right there. Fucking with hold dudes. On right there. What I'm saying is, when they say that, you got to tell them, you in a world that full of men that don't have confidence, and it's rare that you a woman would run into a man with confidence, and it's even rarer that a man with confidence would run into a woman that appreciate confidence in a man. Now, why you do that?
Are you asking me a question, or are you about to say it?
No, I'm asking you.
So you can be able to establish yourself and establish where you're coming from.
That's a good answer. It's got a lot of correct information in it. But you do that because you want her to see not only are you confident, you know what to do with your confidence. And she's going to be quiet when you say that. She's going to be quiet or smile or, like, agree with your statement. And then you're supposed to say, look, and then go on with whatever and see if you can move her, if that's what you want. Because, pimp motherfuckers, we ain't trying to see you tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. When we talk to you, we trying to do it all right now. That's why, you know, we become a, come on, girl, woo-woo. And we have a conversation come on right now. Dudes that's not pimps, they like to have a relationship develop. And it's not good or bad. It's just pimps like the relationship develop as he getting paid. Now, that's a big difference. But for you, what I'm saying, man, you gotta believe in where you coming from. What do you believe? Whatever it is about you. And when you talk to broads, you know, however they see it, that's irrelevant. But if they coincidentally see it the way you're actually bringing it, you got to let them see how fortunate it is. Excuse me. They are. You got to let them see how fortunate they are to run into a man in this day and time that has those qualities that you can respect. Now, I run into different women that can respect my qualities, but I never end up dealing with them because they'd be afraid of them. I mean, you can take this conversation so far, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah, this is how you gotta think. This is how you gotta think, man. You nothing can throw you off of getting at her. Because no matter what, Mike Tyson, he fighting. And he thought, oh, man, I'm going to throw this left hook. He's going to knock this motherfucker out. He throw the left hook and miss. Shit. He ain't through. He going to think of something else. Right now, in the middle of the ring, he thought he was going to do this. It was going to work, and it didn't. But he knew what he doing. So he going to do something else. Whatever. Same with you, bro. Everything is a box. You're going to get your ass whooped or you're going to beat their ass. And as long as you know what you're doing and you don't let nothing stop you, you're going to win. Fuck what the bitch say.
So,
what she say, you're going to play on. Especially if she think it was sharp. That's how I think. God damn it.
So when I was kicking it with her, you know what I'm saying? And just like how you were saying, I'm not no pimp, but just like how you were saying how pimps, they trying to get at it right now as opposed to, like, squares, you know, trying to, like, have a relationship and work on a bitch. I mean, she was agreeing on everything I was saying, but at the same time, I was like, yo, you know, let's kick it. Let's link up kind of thing, just like how you was talking about playing pool. And the bitch was like, you know, I need to get to know you more, pretty much like
for Hey, three, wait, stop. See, you know, bitch smiles, bitch liking you. Was you buying drinks and shit?
No, this was over the phone.
So she said all this shit over the phone?
Yeah, and I was trying to, like I said, get out.
Hold on. How you don't listen when you talking? You just start talking. What I'm saying is, bitch, tell you shit. Now, I don't know how, the timing of how this shit went, but if you talking to a bitch on the phone and the bitch is motherfucking liking everything you saying, but when it comes to linking up or whatever, there's a situation, well, call me, bitch, when you change your mind. Why you didn't do that?
I ain't think about that, bud. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What I'm saying is, after you told her about, you know, let's link up, she said no the first time, how long did you talk to her after that? Don't be lying, man.
About 5 minutes. No, seriously, about five
man,
minutes. I ended the conversation.
I don't believe that. If you don't say that, I'm a fake. I just don't believe it, man. Is it true?
It is true.
Okay. If you talk to her 5 minutes, that was too long. But I think you talked to her long. But what I'm saying is, hey, baby, we need to link up, Hyomi said. And she said, no, I get to know you better. Well, one thing, bitch, I already think that I know you better. Now, you might not say this, but you should be thinking this. For one thing, you motherfucker, you already got me thinking we cool enough like this. So if you need to do something else, and then these words come up to my mind, well, maybe, you know, if that's the case, hit me when you want to, you know, take it a little further, because I already know you well enough to know that I want to explore. Then fuck her. Man, takeaway is a motherfucker. You guys don't use it. When you see the
big takeaway,
the takeaway in sales.
Okay.
Listen, in sales, this person want to buy it, and they on the phone, and they ask you about it, and you the salesman, and you start explaining the shit, and they say, "Oh, that sounds good," and they want you to explain some more. And at one point, me, I would tell them, "You know what this?" Because I was selling software. But what I'm saying is, I would tell them, you know what, this shit is not for you. And then, what? I said, you just don't sound like the kind of person that will be, you know, a good match. All right, take it easy. My name's James Jackson. If you want to call back, call me and I hang up. That's the takeaway. Because this person is interested in this shit. And they want you to talk them into buying it. But a salesman, though, if you talk that person into buying it, home, they gonna have, excuse me, a salesman though, if he sell that shit to this person is gonna go home and have buyer's remorse. So a salesman wanna get that person to buy the shit. So that's why you take it away. This shit ain't for you, so call me back, give me your name. They call back, James Jackson. Why'd you hang up? I'm interested. Man, if you listen, you the business game you are, and then I'll run some bullshit. I mean, hang up again. And then when they call back, my number 432, you know why? Because I didn't try to sell it. I made them buy it. They wanted to buy it. So that's why I don't talk no bitch in this shit. I'm going to tell you about it, bitch, and if you want to fuck with it, come out. If you don't, fuck you. And when they decide to fuck with it, that's why I had 20 years, 25 years, you know, pimped on them all in years, because them motherfuckers wanted to fuck with me. I didn't talk them into it. And when they started fucking with me, I was this motherfucker that was like this. And as long as the way they liked me was the way I stayed, they was gonna always like it. And that's the whole idea of knowing who the fuck you are. I ain't fucking no roller coaster motherfucker. Don't ask me to go to Magic Mountain. If I take you and a bunch of hoes to Magic Mountain, y'all gonna be riding with yourself, because as soon as you ask me to get on the roller coaster, I'm leaving. Bitch, I don't want nothing but the churro. Hey, I don't want shit but the churros, this ice cream, and maybe some food. I'm gonna be here 12 hours with your motherfucking ass. That's just me, man. That's how I am, bro.
Hey, man, appreciate it, man. Keep kicking this shit, bro.
So, being a motherfucking alpha thinking motherfucker can if you let it defeat you. For instance, think about this. If you had a chance to win $100, it was free. All you had to do was accept the ticket. And they said you can win from $1 to $100. And you said, shit, I'm trying it, this shit. It was drawing or whatever, you scratch your ticket, you won $1. Wouldn't you feel like you lost? Tell the truth. Somebody, come on. Just punch one and tell the truth. If you could win $100 and you actually won $1, would you feel like you lost? Okay, we wouldn't have a show if I was waiting for some motherfucker to burn. But to me, motherfuckers, you're supposed to see any kind of shit. How motherfuckers win. You ain't supposed to see shit as a loss. I'm telling you. When I'm in the street, I used to speak 267. What you got? I mean, no student.
No, I ain't no student, but I was going to say, you done said it too. I done looked at a dollar as a plus. It wasn't no zero, and it wasn't, and I wasn't no equal sign. I wasn't where I started at, and I was, even though it was only a dollar more, it's a plus. So I done looked at it as a win, even though it was a little as win. It was just a win.
It is a win, and that's how you're supposed to see it. Now, my correlation to that is I used to make myself speak to 100 women every week. And when I, you know, do that, I would really feel like I had, you know, accomplished something fly. Now, what I'm saying is, if I play that game and can win 100 and I win 90, I feel like, goddamn, this shit was cool. But what I'm saying is, if I speak to 100 women, 100 of them tell me, fuck no, I get the same feeling. And I wouldn't do it to know why that is. 267, you phone, do you know why that is?
It was cutting out on me. I'm outside. There's a lot of noise
okay,
out here.
The reason it's like this is because of my integrity and how I accepted the no's that's in my life. I accepted the no's as a part of my life, but not having anything to do with me. If I didn't have integrity and feel obligated to do what I say I don't do, I might say I'm going to speak to 100 women, and I do it this week, but for the next few weeks, don't do it. Because of the no's I got. I didn't say I speak to 100 women as long as I get my yeses. So what I'm saying is this. I don't look at how hard it is to speak to 100 women or how many fucking no's I'm going to get in that time. The only thing that's important is that I know no matter how many of them motherfuckers turn me down, it's really they lost. And as soon as that bitch say yes, if it was 900 bitches that said long before that one bitch said, I wouldn't even remember damn one of them 9 minutes. Then those don't matter. I mean, no, don't matter. What matters is yes. And I think that's partly because of the integrity I possess. You know, I've developed a guard that protects me against slipping when it comes to my integrity. And what you guys don't understand is the women of today have a lot of baggage. They got a lot of shit that they carry with them, but they have learned to hide it much better than the women of yesterday. And it's easy. Well, I'm saying these motherfuckers don't carry it, and your lack of integrity is going to be noticed by them. And part of their baggage is dealing with men with no backbone. I don't have no time to play games. 267, you still on. I'm sorry, bro. I got to ask you. If you sit, you don't have no time to play games. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, bud.
Okay. See, do you think you're putting your integrity on Front Street right there?
My integrity?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say,
No, man. Just answer it, man. Quit trying to explain it. Just answer it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know what your integrity is?
That's probably why I'm not answering it straight, because I don't have a really good and true definition of integrity, to be honest.
Okay. Well, let me explain this to you. Because when you make a statement, a committed statement, you don't mean there's no way you're going to do this. You say you don't have time to play games, meaning this woman evidently is doing something that makes you need to say this. Why your integrity is on Front Street right there? Because most bitches, when you say that, they'll chuckle and continue doing what they were doing to get you to say what you said. Would you agree with that? Caller.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this. This is why your integrity comes into play. Because if you don't have time to play games, and this bitch made you think that she's playing games, which is why she said this, and she continues on with what she's doing, your next move is to get up and leave. Because
right.
You don't play games. You ain't got time to play games. You done already told her. So why the fuck would you sit there and talk to her after you didn't tell her you don't play games, and the bitch is still playing games? Do that make sense?
That made perfect sense.
So what I'm saying, bro, is you gotta know shit. You gotta really not use words you don't know what they mean. And if you use words that have several meanings, you gotta know which one you mean. When whoever starts responding, you can make sure that they're talking about what you're talking about. Because that's the problem that a lot of motherfuckers actually run into when they out, not dating, but, you know, looking around. Otherwise, they saying slick shit. Girl, I'm looking for a motherfucker that's ready to be fucked up, you know? There's a bitch saying, well, I'm ready for that, but she don't know who will be. She just like how you sound. So you might be talking about going out after we get through it, having some drinks, snorting cocaine and all this. This bitch might not do that shit.
Right.
That's why you gotta speak in plain English. That's why you gotta let whoever you fuck with not guess about what you say. Because there's too many ways you can get crossed. Now, no matter what, I'm out of the streets. I ain't trying to pimp no bitch, but I still think like that. Because that's the only way to think if you in the streets. Because bitches try to cross you just as much as bitches try to pay you. Which one you look for? The bitch that want to pay you? Man, I'm going to run into the bitch that want to pay me. I'm looking, not searching, but I'm looking out for that bitch that's trying to cross. Because you got to, that's the one that can hurt you. The bitch that want to fuck with you, she going to do everything to keep you not even looking for that bitch that want to cross. That's just how the game goes. 6-7, I'm passing on, man. That was cool. 313.
No, earlier coming on, not with me. No, not with me.
I heard he came to stay on my phone. Put an address on that shit, some shit.
Yeah, he was.
Man, that's that nigga. So what I'm saying is, hey, fellas, this is a good show. This is a good show because you guys participate. I mean, really participate. I liked it. To be mad. I ain't mad because I ain't a whole bunch of money on my shit like I thought I would. It's depressing, but I know I gotta keep rolling, keep doing what I'm doing. So I'm out, you guys.